Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Some Republicans are criticizing President Biden's trip to the capital of Ukraine Monday.
Here in the U.S., while some Republicans commended the president for his visit to Kyiv, others were critical.
Representative Scott Perry of Pennsylvania tweeted, "Breathtaking that President Biden can show up in Ukraine to ensure their border is secure, but can't do the same for America." Later, President Biden arrived in Poland for talks with that country's president and other Eastern European allies. Nicole DeAntonio, CBS News, The White House.
There's been an explosion at a metals plant in a suburb of Cleveland.
Witnesses describe a huge boom.
When that thing blew up, it rattled the ceiling tiles. We had dust over the whole shop. It was a little scary.
The blast at the Schumann & Company Copper Alloy Company shook the ground. Debris and smoke could be seen for miles. Matt Piper, CBS News.
One person has died. A dozen people were taken to the hospital. The Supreme Court today will hear oral arguments in a case that could result in tech companies being held legally liable for content their algorithms recommend. CBS News legal analyst Thing Rosenbaum.
The Gonzalez family has built its entire case around YouTube as a curator of content. It's not just that YouTube publishes videos that aids and abets a terrorist who wants to learn how to make a bomb. YouTube goes a step further in giving a would-be terrorist all the content he or she would ever need to commit mass murder.
A man's been arrested in the shooting death of a Catholic bishop in his home in Los Angeles over the weekend. CBS's Carter Evans with the latest.
So many are asking how a man of peace could have died so violently. Bishop David O'Connell was gunned down inside his home where he lived alone.
The person of interest was identified as Carlos Medina. Medina is the husband of Bishop O'Connell's housekeeper.
That was L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna. A study by UCLA's law school finds that early on in the pandemic, thousands more people died of COVID in America's jails and prisons than initially thought. Assistant Professor Aaron Littman.
It hit prisons very hard in part because social distancing was not really meaningfully possible in these facilities where people are packed in close quarters. Infection rates were really high.
Almost 6,200 people died in prisons in the U.S. in 2020, an increase of almost 50% over the previous year. An earthquake struck the border region of Turkey and Syria yesterday, just 2 weeks after the area was devastated by two quakes that have caused the deaths of more than 47,000 people. Those quakes damaged or destroyed hundreds of thousands of homes. Monday's quake had a 6.4 magnitude. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STI.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Monday. It's a beautiful day here in Portland. I hope it is wherever you are. I have some thoughts on Jimmy Carter that I will share with you in a few moments. We've got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot on the program. We're going to have a couple of just some fantastic conversations I'm very much looking forward to. David Frum will be with us in just a moment, staff writer for The Atlantic, author of 10 books. Well, we'll get to that in just a second. Also, I want to get into my thoughts on Jimmy Carter after David leaves us. And one of my friends, Richard Belzer, a star of Law & Order, just died. His last words are iconic. I'll tell you about that, a little story about that. In the second hour of our program, the head of the Democratic Party in the state of Wisconsin, our old buddy Ben Wickler, is going to drop by about what is, in his opinion, the most important race in America for this this year anyway. It's going to set the stage for next year. The Supreme Court race there. Also, the Republican plan to drive more Americans deeper into poverty has been revealed. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, has she become a useful troll for Kevin McCarthy? Is she like switching sides? Weird stuff going on. Naomi Oreskes is going to drop by in the third hour. She's got a new book about how corporations hooked America on the myth of the so-called magic of the marketplace, an old Friedmanism. Crazy alert, Fox News thinks diversity is the cause of the Ohio train derailment. Alex Jones warns everyone liberals are eating babies. Oh, great fun. We'll talk about that in the third hour. And a geeky science, what will America find out when the first GMO trees are planted in our forests? Klebsiella plantacola gives us a cautionary tale. But to start out, David Frum is on the line with us. He's the author of 10 books, most recently Trumpocalypse, Restoring American Democracy. Former speechwriter, special assistant to President George W. Bush. His most recent piece for The Atlantic is absolutely fascinating. It's titled, The GOP is Just Obnoxious. David, welcome back to the program. Been a while since we've talked. Glad you could join us.
Hello again.
Yeah. So your argument, I mean, you know, you go through Dr. Oz being a jerk and multiple others throughout the Republican Party. What is it specifically that, in your opinion, is causing so many Americans to turn against the Republican Party? I mean, it sounds like you think that it's all this obnoxious performance art that they're doing, owning the libs, which doesn't seem to be a thing on the left of owning the cons, you know?
Right. Well, I opened the piece by telling the story of what happened to Dr. Oz in the 2022 Senate race in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz was not a crazy choice of candidate for the Republicans. He would have been, if elected, the first Muslim in the U.S. Senate, as far as we know, which would have been an important act of diversity for the Republican Party. He started his career as an extremely eminent heart surgeon. with a dozen patents to his credit that have really changed and improved the treatment of heart disease. Then he went into a career as a TV pitchman. And while I personally don't approve of what he was doing, there's no question that millions of people found it deeply meaningful. And so maybe he wouldn't get my vote, but he would get the vote of millions of people who'd seen him on TV and trusted him and admired him thanks to his magazines and TV shows. He was charismatic. He was good. He was handsome. And he was trying to find his way to a kind of moderate politics. So he sometimes got himself in trouble by tripped over his feet on the abortion issue by trying to be all things to all people. But he was not a fanatic. However, he was running against someone who had chronic health problems, and which exploded into a stroke during the campaign, John Fetterman. And at that point, as someone with this huge medical reputation, Dr. Oz had an opportunity. He could have struck a compassionate tone. He could have said something that would have shown people in Pennsylvania that he was, you know, he was a Republican, sure, but he had a heart, he cared for people, and he could have been gracious. And instead, he trolled and trolled and trolled and trolled, and he lost the race, a winnable race for him, by 4 points. So I tell that story as a way of illustrating that even when, you know, other things are going right for you, you know, this is a country of basically decent people. Most people are basically decent. If you show them decency in yourself, that's a plus. Most successful candidates try to look like someone you'd like. But there's been this imperative in the Trump years among Republicans to show yourself as someone who most people would not like.
Why do you think that is? I mean, we could get into a conversation about, you know, how Buckley and Bilotti, these two decisions in the 70s, altered the Republican Party, certainly the Reagan administration. And then, you know, Clinton in 92 kind of jumped into the same thing, and it distorted the Democratic Party for a number of years. I think the Democratic Party's recovering, the Republican Party's not so much. They're still kind of in the thrall of corporate money. But that doesn't explain just being a dick. You know, why is it that and you know, I think most of us, well, I don't know how many people grew up being bullied as a kid. I mean, I certainly did. I was a skinny, geeky kid, you know. It seems to me like they've become the party of bullies. Like this is their highest value now is either, you know, insecure men strutting around with giant guns, you know, giant synthetic penises strapped to their chests, Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to own the libs and talk about how Democrats hate America. I mean, where is this coming from? Is this just a reflection of Donald Trump, or is this deeper and older?
No, I invite people, especially those of us who are middle-aged or older, conjure up in your mind your mental images of successful winning politicians. Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, Obama. What do you see them doing in your mind? They're probably doing something that looks affable, pleasant. You know, Reagan's chuckle, Clinton's down-home charm, Jimmy Carter's million-watt smile. Obama had his whole face would light up. George W. Bush, you know, famously personable. That's, whether you agreed with them or not, you could see they were trying to be someone whom most people would find attractive. Now ask yourself, did you ever see Donald Trump smiling except when he was thinking of the suffering of somebody else?
Yeah, seriously.
And have you ever seen, say, Ron DeSantis looking like he's even having any kind of good day, even on his own terms? And I think this does have something to do with Trump. And it has something to do with the Republican inability to process what a fluky bit of good luck Donald Trump had in 2016. So if you think about the election since the year 2000, there have been 6 presidential elections, 12 major party nominees. If you stack them by share of the popular vote, Donald Trump ranks 10th and 11th. Only John McCain did worse in 2008, and he was running as basically an incumbent in the worst economy since the Great Depression and during the worst war since Vietnam.
Right.
So he's and that's not his fault, but he's a special case. He's got like all the wind in his face. Trump was a uniquely unpopular candidate, but he kept insisting he'd won this historic victory. Republicans pretended, or some of them genuinely believed him, and they thought, okay, he's found something about America that no one ever knew before, which is you could be rewarded for being a dick. Except it turns out that wasn't true. You don't get rewarded for being a dick. And the record of 2018, when Republicans lose the House, 2020, when they lose the presidency, 2021, when they lose the Senate, 2022, when they have the worst up and down the ballot result for the out party since the New Deal. You know, and this is one of the other points in the piece. I don't think, you know, the Republicans gained the House of Representatives in 2022, just barely, but they did. So people think they must have had a good election. Except then you look at the whole ballot and think, wait a minute. They net loss of one in the Senate, net loss of two governorships. Of the 99 state legislatures, Nebraska has only a single chamber. So there, 49 states have two chambers. Nebraska has one. That makes 99. Normally, when the president's not on the ballot, the party of the president loses state legislatures. That's an almost iron law of American politics. You have to go back to the 1930s to find a time when the party of the president did not lose a state legislature. In 2022, the Democrats gained four chambers. That's a remarkable result. And a lot of it has to do with just unpleasant behavior.
Wow. So we're speaking with David Frum, the author of Trumpocalypse, Restoring American Democracy, and he's got a new piece out, The GOP is Just Obnoxious, so that you can find it at theatlantic.com. And David, we have about two and a half minutes here before we hit a hard break I can't control. Where does the Republican Party, I mean, if there was a consensus across the Republican Party that you know, running as a jerk is just like not the thing that's going to work anymore, where do they go? I mean, you know, you've got Republicans struggling with whether they should be open about trying to, you know, privatize Social Security and Medicare. Yeah. You've got, you know, Republicans openly talking about, in fact, introducing legislation to subject women to lethal injection if they leave the state to get an abortion. I mean, it's like I don't see any positions that are the, you know, that are at the front of this party that can win elections.
There are elections that there are issues for Republicans. Crime. We've been seeing a substantial uptick in crime since 2014 and dramatically so since 2020. Public disorder. I mean, you're in Portland. I mean, that Portland is a less orderly place than it was half a dozen years ago. Los Angeles, San Francisco, other great cities. Now, these are not necessarily federal issues, but
they're not necessarily the fault of Democrats. I mean, you know, we just came through the worst pandemic in history.
It doesn't matter whose fault it is. It matters who's in charge when the problem happens.
That's true.
And the other party gets it. Another issue that is available to Republicans, we have seen a huge drive by Democratic local governments to get rid of tracking and screening and honors programs in schools, standing up for excellence in education. There are issues. But first, as the rule of politics is people don't care what you know until they know what you care. Be someone whom people like and then talk to them about where they live.
Yeah, but it seems, I mean, here we have on Fox News, the Ohio train wreck is because Biden hates white people, right?
That's not going to work. But but championing people where they are, there's always an impulse for that. There's always, this is a country with potential conservative support, always.
But no, I totally get that.
People emotionally first.
Yeah, I totally get that. And yet, campaigning, you know, building your identity around trying to insert yourself into the private lives of women who want to have an abortion or, you know, people who want to express a different gender, live as a different gender. It seems the antithesis of the leave me alone small government Republicans.
Well, I think that they will discover there is always inventory in politics. There are always issues. Yeah. Politics is an exam where the questions always change because the needs of society always change. There's always political opportunity. But you have to begin by showing people you care about them.
Yeah.
You like. No one wants to send someone to the state house, to the mayor's office, to Congress they feel doesn't like and trust them.
Yeah, totally get it. David Frum, a very thought-provoking piece. I highly recommend it. It's over at The Atlantic. The GOP is Just Obnoxious. And, of course, his new book, Trumpocalypse, Restoring American Democracy. David, thanks for dropping by. Great seeing you. We'll be right back. Jimmy Carter reflects the best of America. I'll tell you about that after the break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response.
You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com, makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Louise and I get one great night's sleep after another thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. These are the softest sheets you will ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite thing this 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you can sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, their loungewear, their pajamas, or their plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. I can get you that discount. Just go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you and talking about Jimmy Carter for a moment. Jimmy Carter has gone into hospice care right now. And so, you know, how is that going to play out? What's going to happen, with him and his life? I guess, you know, none of us know for sure. But I wanted to share some thoughts on Jimmy Carter that I think are really, you know, pretty important. First of all, Jimmy Carter was the first president in my lifetime, I believe. I'm trying to think if Harry Truman was, yeah, Harry Truman was president for a year during my lifetime. So I guess he was the second president in my lifetime to propose a national health care program. He wanted a national health care insurance program that paid all the medical expenses of all Americans above the first $2,500 a year. Kind of a single payer program. He also tried to stop climate change. And, you know, we've talked about that many times on this program. I've played the clips for you. I'm not going to play them at length right now. He was one of those rare Christians who actually believed and lived the words of Jesus, which was amazing. He was the victim of one of America's most notorious political crimes, Ronald Reagan cutting a deal with the Ayatollah to hang on to the hostages so that Jimmy Carter would lose the election of 1980. He won the Nobel Peace Prize. For his work in the Middle East, which was extraordinary. I mean, the things that this man did, he was a nuclear scientist who at the age of 28 stopped one of North America's worst nuclear meltdowns, or what could have been. He actually lowered himself into a reactor that was in the process or on the verge of melting down and saved the capital of Canada, Ottawa. When he was 28 years old in the Navy, he was exposed to so much radiation that his urine was testing as radioactive for 6 months after that. And, you know, he writes about it in his autobiography. I mean, talk about a badass, right? This man is in, plus, you know, he came on my program and said, like, you know, speaking of Citizens United,
it violates the essence of what made America a great country in its political system. Now it's just an oligarchy with unlimited political bribery being the essence of getting the nominations for president or to elect president.
And you know, he went on from there. Jimmy, we wish you well. We pray for your gentle and beautiful passing into the light and support for Rosalind and the family. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break.
To the Tom Hartman program, call 202-808-9925.
Also, President Biden met with President Zelensky in Kyiv this morning. Talk about courage. I'll briefly speak about that on the other side of the break and then pick up your calls. Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. Retrace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service, all waiting for you to experience. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they could freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574, 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. President Biden went to Kyiv on Monday bearing gifts, says CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
The president spent more than 5 hours at the Ukrainian capital meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky to talk about the next steps in the war, including newly announced plans to send Ukraine nearly $500 million in additional U.S. military equipment.
One person's been killed, 13 people hurt in an explosion at a metal foundry near Cleveland. Oakwood Village Fire Department Captain Brian DeRocco.
Debris is scattered, in an area probably a couple hundred yards, caused damage even to this parking lot across the street, several vehicles. No injuries from the debris. The injuries are all sustained from the fire inside.
The man's been arrested in the weekend killing of a Catholic bishop at his home in Los Angeles. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
The suspect had previously done work around the bishop's residence.
The man is married to the bishop's housekeeper. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats. Okay.
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally Your Squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey,
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. Hang on just a second here. There we go. Playing with the magic numbers. Wanted to just talk briefly about President Biden and also solicit your thoughts. I mean, you know, what are your thoughts on President Biden visiting Ukraine? This is and Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, and the state of the Republican Party. You know, David Frum talking about, well, you know, they're behaving like dicks, but, you know, maybe if they start talking about crime. I don't see it. I mean, what I'm seeing is the rise of an openly fascist party, an openly fascist political party. And I don't think I think one of the symptoms of an openly fascist political movement is behaving like a bully. I respectfully think would go a whole lot farther, shall we say, than David Frum did. And, you know, and I get he's, you know, he's an ex-Republican and all that, but I'm curious your thoughts on that as well. This is where the GOP is at right now. You've got this headline, David Neiwert over at Daily Kos. He's a staff writer. The headline, right-wing pundits leap on Ohio disaster as proof Biden administration is, quote, waging a war on white people. This is from the Tucker Carlson show. He told his Fox audience of millions that the Environmental Protection Agency is, quote, not too concerned about the train derailment because it won't help them sell solar panels. Right. He said, and I quote, we can tell you the Biden administration doesn't seem too concerned about it either way. Donald Trump got over 71% of the vote in the county in the last presidential election. Carlson, of course, seems to have amnesia about the fact that it was Donald Trump who deregulated the railroads in 2017 that allowed this to happen. I mean, literally, that allowed this to happen. Also, Cy Hirsch's story about the U.S. blowing up the gas pipeline continues to unravel. It turns out that he is claiming now that he has only one single source for the story. And at least three of the points that he has made in that article have been demonstrably, you know, proven not to be the case. And his source has claimed to have been in multiple places that are just basically simply impossible, like in the White House and in the Kremlin. It certainly sounds to me like a classic Russian disinformation campaign that Cy Hirsch got suckered into, which is really unfortunate. But, you know, life goes on. All right. So picking up your calls and your thoughts. Oh, and Biden, like I said, is in Ukraine right now. Marjorie Taylor Greene trash talking him for this, which is just very, very strange. Oh, and I was going to mention to you also, Richard Belzer died yesterday. Richard, I knew Richard. I didn't know him well, but, you know, we met a number of times and had a few meals together. And he introduced me at the Strand bookstore in New York City. Back, geez, 15 years ago, we had dinner that night, and he got up and introduced my book. And I think that was for Screwed, for that book that he was introducing me for. He passed away at the age of 78, and his last words were you can't say it on the air. F you, mother effer, which was just like so in character in some ways with Richard Belzer. Richard, rest in peace. A good guy and a great actor, just an absolutely brilliant actor. All right, let's pick up your phone calls here. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom.
Hey.
Hope you had a restful weekend. Listen, before I get you to clarify something you said with regards to that one sentence definition of neoliberalism,
yeah.
I want to comment about Frum, isn't he, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he one of the people behind that no labels scam several years back?
He's involved with it. I don't know what his level of involvement is these days, but yeah, I mean, he's a, quote, moderate Republican. I think he's longing for a party that is dead now. I really do.
Yeah, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to start attacking and scavenging the bones of the Democratic Party unless we beat them to it. Yeah. And populate the Democratic Party with unapologetic progressives like the squad members. So we better step up our game before it's too late.
I'm with
because
you.
Republicans don't waste time.
Yeah.
Listen, about neoliberalism, I heard your definition, and there was an element that was missing because I recall your definition many months ago. And correct me if I'm wrong, but unless that definition has changed, I would think that the key element that was missing in your definition today is that the liberalism part of the neoliberalism is that the free market is free to operate liberally. In other words, with little or no
regulation.
Regulation, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought
that was my point. The marketplace is above democracy. So the marketplace defines the terms of the game of democracy rather than democracies defining the terms of the game of capitalism, of the marketplace.
And, right, they're allowed to operate liberally, which right. I thought was a good term to use, so people don't confuse that with liberals.
Well,
that's the part I have always trouble with.
Yeah, it's
neoliberalism.
It's a problem.
Terms.
Yeah, these were European economists, and the word liberal in Europe means the exact opposite of what it means here in the United States. I mean, it means what we would call conservative. So.
Yeah, that's how they keep us coming and going. Listen, one other thing related to this,
mm-hmm.
and you correct me if I'm wrong, but in my estimation, every Republican Party president we have had in the White House, let's say starting arbitrarily with Dwight D. Eisenhower, from Eisenhower on forward all the way up to and including Trump, each Republican Party president has been progressively worse. Not progressive, progressively worse. And starting with Eisenhower, for all that you can say that he did good, like the interstate highway system, some people would argue the way we did it was wrong, but he green-lighted Kermit Roosevelt going to, was it Iran? When they just elected Mossadegh,
yeah.
Because the oil companies wanted control of
that
oil.
That was an era. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that was the era when the Dulles brothers and the CIA and whatnot were riding high, and there was this belief that we had conquered the Nazism, and next we were going to conquer communism, and expanding across the globe, and building a larger national consensus for democracy, even if it meant overthrowing governments that we didn't like. It was a very problematic period of time. I'm not an apologist for Eisenhower. I just want to point out to Republicans that he won two elections, 52 and 56, by huge margins, by saying that as a Republican, he supported expanding the right to unionize. He supported expanding social, and he did. He supported expanding Social Security, and he did. He supported building infrastructure across the United States, and he did.
He did it with that progressive income tax code.
That's right, and he supported the 91% top income tax rate and the 52% top corporate income tax rate, and he maintained them throughout his presidency. So,
and we need to reestablish that without any loopholes. That's the key.
I'm with you.
No loopholes for the ultra wealthy, and Eisenhower's progressive tax code would be a solid foundation for this country, economic foundation, which we can build.
It would be. We need to repeal the Trump, Bush, and Reagan tax cuts. And if we did that, we would be back on a path toward a balanced budget, which we can argue about whether that's even important. But it is costing us money to pay interest on the national debt. It's an interesting conundrum because, Powell says he's trying to slow down the economy, but he raises interest rates, which means that the federal government has to pay a higher return on bonds. That higher return on bonds is more federal money, tax money being poured into the pockets of people who hold bonds, which are mostly the very, very rich, which is a stimulative thing in the economy that increases inflation. So it's like, one of those weird catch-22s. Pearson, I've got to move along, but thank you for the call. We covered a lot of territory there. David in Denver. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
I had an idea that I wanted to bounce off you. And so the idea is that the federal government would give 0% loans to banks with the caveat that they could loan Americans at 2% anything that had to do with green energy. So, in other words, if you're buying either a new house or an old house that has solar panels on it, you can buy it at 2%. right. or if you're buying a car that's a hybrid. Is that something that would work or no?
Well, that's not a terrible idea, but it's not anywhere near as kind of radical or progressive as what we just passed with the Inflation Reduction Act, where there's and the CHIPS Act. I mean, the CHIPS Act doesn't even have a cap on how much money corporations can in terms of support get for building chips factories here in the United States. The Inflation Reduction Act also, could get a whole lot larger than when it was passed if enough Americans take advantage of it. Getting a 30% tax credit for solarizing your house or, you know, changing the electrical infrastructure of your house, you know, thousands of dollars of subsidies for electric cars. That's direct money. That's not just, the kind of indirect money that you're talking about there, David. So I really think that's what we're doing. And our energy infrastructure is changing really rapidly. And in some of the most unusual places. I mean, almost 40% of the electricity in Texas now on some days is generated by wind and solar. Same thing in Iowa. Some of these states are really, really, stepping up to the plate. And it's the marketplace that's doing it, because wind and solar are now cheaper than any other form of energy. So, you've got all these new projects coming out that are building this. It's quite a remarkable thing. When I was flying into Michigan last week, as we were coming in over Lansing, there was this, you can see just north of Lansing, in the rural area, there was an area that looked like it stretched on for miles of just a massive wind farm. Must have been all kinds of things, because there were all these farms, in the middle of it all. They must have all gotten together and, hooked up with a utility or something. So I think it's happening, David. I really do. And I think it's a really good thing. David, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break, 45 minutes past the hour. In my opinion, Jimmy Carter was the best president of my lifetime. Now, somebody on Twitter said, what, were you born after John Kennedy? No, I think John Kennedy had the potential to be one of the great presidents, but his life was cut way too short. He was one of the most inspirational presidents. But in terms of what could be done?
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And who he was and the life he lived, I think Jimmy Carter was number one in my lifetime. What say you? We'll be right back.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed.
In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. When you go to the bathroom, you always close the door behind you, right? I mean, you don't want random passersby looking in on you. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Your privacy online is important, and that's why I use ExpressVPN and why you should too. Using the internet without a VPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Your internet service provider knows every single website you visit, and they can sell this information to tech giants or anybody else they want who can then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi is protected. And all you have to do is fire up the ExpressVPN app and click one button. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door. Get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free by going to expressvpn.com/Tom. I've been using ExpressVPN for almost a decade. It is great and is lickety-split fast. That's expressvpn.com/THOM for 3 extra months free. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Mark in Schenectady, New York. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up, you brought up about the dictatorial Republican Party and how far they're going to the right. And in Michigan, the Republican leadership has, and I can't think of the woman's name, she's going full board on denial. And she's not backing down. She's doubling down. And it's kind of sad, but we keep on waiting for the Republican Party to wake up. They are who they are.
Yeah,
they're not
right.
Going to wake up. Yeah. They're not. They're going to go as far right as possible because at least for the primaries, that works for them. So why would you change something that has worked? Now, the general election is something different. But right now, they're not interested in backing down, or they just want to double down.
Yeah.
And so, I heard on one of the shows where they said we don't want a weak Republican Party. We need both a strong Republican Party and a strong Democrat Party and a true democracy. But that depends on whether the strong Republican Party is the old type of Republican Party, and not what they currently have.
Whether there's a shared belief between the two parties that democracy is a system worth maintaining, basically.
Correct.
And the Republican Party has abandoned
Absolutely.
That belief. I think that's the main thing. They're also, I mean, you know, the Democratic Party is facing an interesting challenge right now because the Republicans are trying to brand the Democrats. You know, actually, rather than getting into all, I want to write an op-ed about this and really do a deep dive on it. So I'll just hold that thought in abeyance for the moment. But, you know, this is it's a time of real challenge, I think, for both parties. Mark, thank you for the call. Mayor in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Mayor, what's on your mind today?
Hey there, Tom. Long-time listener, first-time caller. So happy to speak with you. And thank you so much for your years of service to our country in the form of real information. And I agree with you 100%. Jimmy Carter, also best president in my known history. What a man. What a man. And what I wanted to chat with you about today is, have you heard about this super PAC that is being constructed by one Republican donor with the backing of moderate Democrats and Republicans working together to thwart the efforts of any progressive trying to run for office moving forward?
What's the name of the super PAC?
That's a good question. I just got an email from Bernie about it. Mm-hmm. And he didn't really name a super PAC, and he also didn't name the Republican donor, so I need to dig into this, but I wondered if you had heard anything about it.
There are several super PACs that are aligned with more or less the kind of no labels movement and the problem solvers caucus, which is Democrats and Republicans. No labels and the problem solvers basically are all corporate shills. You know, they're you know, pimps for legislation that corporations want. And I mean, you know, that's kind of been with us always. And there's a lot of very wealthy people and giant corporations that are, you know, pouring money into those kind of things. But without knowing the name of that particular super PAC, I couldn't offer an opinion on it. But it doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, we still have this cancer within the Democratic Party, and a number of these people are quite proud of themselves. I mean, Kurt Schrader here in Oregon, thank God we voted him out last time around, although, you know, we ended up with a Republican. You know, I don't think that's going to hold for more than 2 years. But he was proud of the fact that he was, you know, working to thwart any kind of legislation that would allow the Medicare to negotiate drug prices. I mean, just as something as fundamental as that, you know, should we all be ripped off by giant drug companies? I mean, we literally, there are drugs in the United States that, you know, sell for a dozen dollars or $30 in Canada that are $1,000 or more here in the United States. Insulin here in the United States, $1,000, you know, for a month's supply in many cases in most other countries, you know, it's $25-$30. And they get away with it because they can. And so these are basically monopolies. And also, with regard to Medicare, they get away with it because when George Bush rewrote the law in 2003 to roll out Medicare Advantage, they inserted this sweet little provision in there that forbade Medicare from negotiating for drug prices, which is insane. Medicare is the largest purchaser of drugs in the United States. And they have to pay full retail for every single pill as if they're buying them one at a time. It's nuts. Mayor, I got to run, but thank you. Thanks for bringing up some important stuff. Thank you. It's great to hear from you, and congratulations on your first call. We'll be right back. It is, it's the top of the hour. On the other side of the hour, Ben Wickler is going to tell us about the most important race coming up this year. It's happening tomorrow.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
These are crazy, stressful times. If you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. The reason I find that CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed. It's calmness and well-being delivered right to your door that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. It's called Unwind Synergy plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com. You must be 21 or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. The bottom line for Louise and me, Unwind Synergy is for us and for you too. And with over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. Visit CBDistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus. And at checkout, enter Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little sound bite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.